The items mentioned in What's for Sale are those of the original poster. This segment is in no way an endorsement of any items, products, or people, and we take no responsibility for the products, prices, or services provided. Shop smart, shop safely online. What's for Sale is powered by Adult and Teen Challenge Super Thrift. Discover what makes us super.
Well, I have to tell you, it's been a while since we've all been together. Welcome. Hi, Candy. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hello.
Seriously.
Two times in one day. What's going on?
You know what?
Yeah.
Liven up. It's Friday.
Down here. Friday. We need you to come up here.
Thank you, Candy. This is where we check out Facebook Marketplace, find some items that really stand out, and then we share them with you here.
Maybe an outboard motor stand.
Say again?
I'm looking for an outboard motor stand.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity.
Does anybody have one for sale? Or just for me to borrow it so I can change my oil?
There you go.
I like that. What?
An outboard motor stand.
Motor stand. Reach out. 807-344-8229. Help John out, please.
I built one once and then it kind of broke.
Yo.
Oh.
Whoops.
All right. Well, hopefully your wish will
just
be
granted.
Just
want to change my oil. That's all.
Can I start with this? This one, I hope none of you have this one. And I just want to know how someone is able to take this and then sell it.
Oh.
Here we go.
Because I think this could...
Is it stolen?
I don't think it's stolen. No. It's not stolen. I'm just wondering how someone would come across
this. Aren't most of the things on here stolen?
No.
Oh.
Someone is selling a huge sign and it says, clean your own mess.
Oh.
And I think this would be great for maybe a young family with kids.
For your son's bedroom door.
Or my office.
Or clean up your own
office.
Mess.
Yep.
It's a vintage hand-painted sign, and it comes from the Thunder Bay Generating Station.
Whoa.
Stolen.
Danny.
No.
Danny.
No.
I'm sorry.
Why else would they have it?
They were involved in the cleanup. They were able to take it with them.
Where was the Thunder Bay?
Oh, Candy. No, Candy.
It's gone now.
It's the big smokestack that used to be on the camera.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's just a sign from there.
How much? $60 on the marketplace. Yeah, caught my attention. I'm just wondering how one comes across this.
It's hot.
All right. Okay, next.
Well, you had a sign and I have a sign.
See, I saw the sign.
Nice.
Okay. It opened up my eyes.
So this one.
I saw the sign.
If you have a bar at home, this might be really
Danny
cool
does.
For your bar.
I work at it.
Yes, you do. And you don't get any tips.
I don't get any tips.
You overserve way too much.
And it costs him a fortune. Yeah.
But this sign, it's labeled as an awesome wood saloon bar sign.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
It's a hand-painted saloon bar sign.
I don't like it.
Why? It has the thing that you go open or close.
It wouldn't fit the feng shui in Danny's bar.
Yeah, that overtone of red isn't working for me.
I think it's kind of cool to have
very
a saloon.
Nice.
Saloon. $50.
Well, not bad. I'd go in at 22.
Who doesn't need, when you're looking around and you got guests over and, yeah, kids, if you know anything about me, I always have guests over. I do a lot of entertaining.
Really?
There are always people.
Daddy, can you believe this?
People come to my house. Like, it is. Anyway, Danny's been there. I've been there 20 years, so Danny's been there three times. Maybe four. So listen, if you're one of those people that, like me, constantly wish I had a few more chairs. Well, here in the marketplace, please pick yourself up these three indoor or outdoor metal red chairs. $6 each or take all three for $15. Now, that's a bargain. That's a $3 savings. But I just want to draw your attention to the quality of these chairs.
Oh, boy. What's happening on
this
one?
They look like they've been through a lot of parties.
They look like they were stolen from the fair.
not even. I don't even think the fair would have these. They are completely beaten up, but they're red and they're folding. And hey, for $15, it's perfect for the setting in my backyard when I have everybody over, which again, tonight, probably 20 or 30.
Oh my gosh, tonight's going to be a huge
rocker.
Yeah, big time. That's great.
No, nobody ever comes to my house. Nobody comes to my house ever. I don't know if you don't like me or whatever.
One must receive an invite first.
Because it's kind of rude just to show up at somebody's house.
Not really. I've got cameras. I'll decide whether or not I answer the door.
That's fair, too.
Yeah.
Candy, what do you have?
Okay, so we all remember that childhood book where you had to search for a certain little... No, not the Bible. Remember you had to search for that little guy who would hide...
Waldo.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not have an in-person game of Where's Waldo, where you can go and hide Waldo anywhere
the actual Waldo
that you wish.
How tall is he?
20 inches.
That's not bad.
He's just little. Like, if you put him in a crowd, Candy, you'd never find him.
No.
But it would be fun cute. To play.
He's just a little guy. Well, hey, when the next gathering at my house,
we'll go hide play Waldo. Where's Waldo.
Well, we'll just put him in the middle of the crowd. And,
because there's so many.
But the description was kind of funny. It's a bit worn from having moved around
a lot.
Well,
sure. Waldo's busy. He's hiding a lot.
But it's in immaculate shape.
Very nice.
Oh, okay. That's really sweet.
$40 from 1991.
I like that. That's a good find. Very nice. You know, sometimes you need some good light in your home.
Yeah.
And if by chance you're looking for an extra light.
Like a lamp?
Yeah, sort of.
Not a light switch, a light.
No, no, not like last week's light switch, no. On the marketplace this morning is a potato light.
What?
A potato?
It's just, it's
cute. What the heck is that?
It sits on your, maybe in your
I
your
don't
nightstand.
Understand where the potato part is.
The potatoes, right. I know this is radio. We're trying our best right there. The potato's on the top.
The potato is on the top of the lamp?
Of the lamp. It's a potato light.
That's the ugliest thing.
What's under the potato?
It
looks like
seen.
A big green cloud.
That's the light part, Candy, obviously.
But the best part of this is
glowing. Sorry,
the best part of this, thanks. You know, when you're giving measurements in, and this is just a tip if you're selling something on Marketplace and you want to give someone
always
maybe,
put your measurements in.
Yeah, dimensions.
The measurements of the product.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And say, for example, I don't know. Say this potato light is 5 or 6 inches high.
Okay.
If I was selling it, I would have said it's about 6 inches high.
Oh, you're going to go right.
Five
the high.
Inches high.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not this seller. This seller says a potato light for sale. It's approximately a mug high.
A mug.
So it's
a
the
mug
height
high.
Of a mug.
Large, medium mug.
Good question.
Yeah,
I know.
Some of them are the tall mugs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I won't be purchasing that because I'm not sure the size of the
you
mug.
You need the accurate dimension.
Potato light, if you're interested, $20 on the marketplace.
I don't know what a potato light is, but okay.
Okay.
Listen, I've had a few things sent to me in the last couple of weeks because I've been away I'd love to get to all of them. However, there was one sent to me this week, and I don't know who sent it, and I don't know if either of you got it too, but it was the lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but who sent it to us? It's gone now.
No, I know, because I think it's sold.
Because I was really excited about it. I saved it like Monday or Tuesday, and I'm like, I'm going to use this.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. You know those lamps of the woman's leg?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like a stockinged leg.
Some like a movie or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this one was really nice because it wasn't a woman's leg. It was a deer leg.
It was a deer leg.
I'm sorry, a what?
It was a deer.
A
leg
lamb.
Of a deer. And I can't find it. And I was really disappointed. So it was sent to me.
You think it's sold?
Yeah. To be completely honest, Danny, and I mean this, like, I swear, I was buying it for your bar. Because it would have been fantastic. The colors were fantastic. The colors were great.
Anyway, I'm so sorry.
That's right. All right. So this one was sent to me, and I feel bad. Alan, this is for you. God bless you. Hopefully we can get this done for you.
Oh, I'm so curious. What?
You know, sometimes you go on Marketplace just to find parts. For things.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, like you got a thing. I need a thing. I need a bolt or something, and you know.
You put it on Marketplace.
Yeah,
it.
Wanted. You know, you want something. I need a trailer hitch or I need a fish finder.
Many things
or
I want, but I've never put it on there.
Somebody somewhere is searching for a dishwasher door.
How are you gonna come across a door?
Okay. This
like
is
just
the best
the
part.
Door.
For sale in the marketplace this morning, a Samsung dishwasher door. That's right, kids. This is a brand new dishwasher door.
Okay.
It's just the door to a dishwasher. Now, Alan could have done a better job of... Oh, no, he did put the... it's a Samsung Smart Storm Wash Plus Series 7 dishwasher door, just in case you happen to have one of those.
Right?
That needs a door. Like, but it's the description.
I have a lot of questions quickly.
Okay,
go ahead. To me, if it's brand new...
Brand new door.
That tells me...
It's in the packaging, the door to the dishwasher.
But if it's brand new, isn't the dishwasher new and it's missing a door unless they've got access to parts or something? Let me explain in the old description.
Brand new replacement door for Samsung Smart Stormwash Plus Series 7. I needed two screws and they sent me a $650 door.
Oh, so he didn't want to replace his door.
So he called Samsung and said, listen, I'm missing a couple of screws for my door. So they sent him an entire door.
A brand new door.
You know what? Way to go. If you can sell that, pocket the cash.
He's not going to sell this.
Well, unless someone has one. Maybe they have a dent in it and they just want to replace the door.
Well, Alan's doing
everybody's... So if you have a dented dishwasher door...
Then this listing is for you.
Yes.
It better match. It's a $650 door, yours in the marketplace for $75. And I am going to track this to see how long it's up there. Alan, I hope you're breaking records. It's going to be there for 10 years. Somebody, if you need a brand new door.
Maybe not. You brought some attention to it. I bet you it'll sell.
Maybe someone will try to make their own dishwasher.
All right.
They'll put all different parts together.
So, okay, since you've mentioned that, Danny, Alan, $75 commission on that $25 for the ad on what's
there. You go. There you go. Take that. All right, so we're pressed for time. Do anyone want to close out with one more, or are we good?
No, I was disappointed that Candy already had the pet casket.
Yeah, okay. And the limo.
And the limos go with it.
Okay.
I'm good. There was a couple of very weird things, many of them inappropriate for air.
Mm-hmm. Ah, got it. All right. I'll just quickly wrap up. Somebody's selling a bike for $80, and it says everything's fine.
Except?
Yep.
Has no
wheels,
tires.
No wheels. Yeah.
The rear wheel is stuck.
Oh,
you can't say everything is fine. Sorry.
So you just drag it around?
What do you do? There you have it.
Pop a wheelie. You just ride on the bike.
No, you can't, because it doesn't roll.
You can't.